The rest of the story. Once upon a time, a United States Marine was waiting his turn to take a shower at the Marine base, Quantico, Virginia. From inside the shower stall, a recruit was singing. The melody was Sousa's Stars and Stripes Forever, but the words were entirely different. Three cheers for our Jones Junior High. It's the best junior high in Toledo. When the recruit emerged from the shower, the waiting Marine Tom Rooney asked, "Where'd you get that song?" The dripping wet lad replied, "That's my school song." "Oh, go on," Rooney said. "There ain't no such place." "There is so," insisted the recruit, and he left to dress. And later, himself inside the shower, Rooney could still hear the lad singing, "Three cheers for our Jones Junior High. It's the best junior high in Toledo. Our colors of blue and of gray are the emblems of truth and faith." And the song went on for the prescribed distance. I do not know the name of the young recruit from Toledo. I do know that through the same phenomenally efficient grapevine by which an in phrase or a new joke makes the rounds, the song Three Cheers for Our Jones Junior High was soon sung in messes and rec rooms and latrines throughout the United States Armed Forces, and stateside by Eddie Cantor and Helen Forrest. And it was echoed by the Lucky Strike Hit Parade. One convivial night at Toots Shores in New York, Frank Sinatra was present, and Morton Downey and Walter Winchell, and Gene Autry and Justice Douglas and Franklin Roosevelt Jr. and Ethel Merman led them all in singing Three Cheers for Our Jones Junior High. It's the best junior high in Toledo. Well, up to then, it was a fun song, often parodied, always enjoyed, but this is the rest of the story. February 19, 1945, a CB supply barge was approaching Iwo Jima. The most fortified island in the world had been bombarded for 69 consecutive days. Now it was D-Day. Aboard that barge, one of the scores of scared, stiff Marines began to sing, "Three cheers for our Jones Junior High." By now, the lyrics were familiar in the farthest outposts of the Pacific. They were sung on cruisers and carriers and in Sintown bars on the long, long road to Tokyo. But this time aboard that barge, and subsequently as our leathernecks roared ashore, the fun song became what its author had intended it to be. It was a fight song again. Japanese defenders had to be astonished as their interpreters tried to explain the bizarre battle hymn, the rousing anthem, which was to become the swan song for Japan. Our Jones Junior High, here's to you, and finally, our high school first, our high school last, our school forever. That's all. That's all except for this footnote. If ever someday some future race of archaeologists digs us up and struggles in bewilderment to assemble the awkward puzzle pieces of our cockeyed society, their shovels may strike a cryptic remnant of this planet's Second World War, specifically the written report of an Australian news correspondent who accompanied our Pacific invasion force, a correspondent who then reported to his home folks, and I quote, "The battle for Iwo Jima was won on the playing fields of Jones Junior High in Toledo." If upon reading that, those archaeologists of tomorrow just shrug and throw the dirt back in the hole and walk away, at least you will know the rest of the story.